This is a blog post from daddycoder.com. First experiences of teaching kids Python. So I finally did it. After 2 years of teaching code clubs, I finally started doing some Python with them. For a couple of reasons, I'd not managed it previously. First of all, getting Python onto the school computers was difficult, for reasons I've discussed before, but also, I wasn't seeing sufficient mastery of Scratch to convince me that the kids would understand Python. But I went for it anyway, solving the Python install problem by using trinket.io/python instead of the installed version. I even let the kids all log into that site using the same account, so that they can save all their work, albeit in one big dog pile. So how has this exercise gone? Well, I began by using the Code Club worksheets, and to be honest, they show evidence of the same concerns I had myself. This programming thing assumes a lot of prior knowledge, it's hard, and as a result the worksheets are a little too noddy. The kids quickly get bored of drawing a dog with ASCII characters because it's much less engaging than the Scratch experience. Given that the first couple of worksheets were so noddy, I decided to start going through the worksheet with them on the big screen at the start of class. I did this for worksheet number 2, Calculating Your Age, and it went better, I think. I was able to throw in some fun by letting the kids guess my age and be rude about it, and it meant that I could talk about stuff like the form of a function call and what a string was and so on. Some kids glazed over and some kids got it, and I should have been way more brief, but it worked. So, with some hesitation, I recommend those wanting to start out teaching some Python should do so with some explanation and demonstration. Get the class sat down and do it in front of them. Talk to them, get them coding it with you. Then send them off to do it again solo. At least to begin with, this seemed to get them producing some working code, and best of all, the accompanying teacher, you do have one of those, don't you? Sees what you've been teaching the kids and can help answer the kids' questions too.